what have these last, you know, 6 weeks, 2 months been like for you? What have you been doing as far as your off-season prep?
You know, first of all, we've been watching our cutoffs from last year and, you know, evaluating whether or not, you know, it's the players, it's the scheme, that we need to make any adjustments within the scheme, and then also evaluating the free agents and, you know, the college athletes that are coming out of this year's draft.
Hey, can you expect to be the primary play caller? I know you said the other day on the team website that you and Rex had not discussed it, but what's your anticipation regarding that moving forward?
Well, it's the same that I said the other day. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me who calls it. I mean, if Rex wants to call it, that's fine with me. You know, I'll have my input. And, you know, really it's not the call. It's not who calls it. It's how we execute the call out on the field. So those things aren't important to me. It's just that, you know, if that's what Rex wants, that's what Rex is going to do.
Will you be on the sideline as you have in the past, or would you anticipate moving up in the box?
No, I think I'll stay down, and we'll do it that way.
Dennis, this is Rich. Congratulations. Now that you're coordinating the defense, what ways will you, maybe install some of your own personality into the defense, maybe some new ideas to tweak the scheme a little bit, how it might look different with some, Dennis Thurman touches on the defense?
That's not important to me. We have enough volume of defense throughout the history of running this defense that, we don't really need, I don't really need to have my name on it. It's not that important to me. It's how we go out on the field and play. And if we use the volume that we have, we should have more than enough to go out and be successful.
Your personnel shakes out a certain way. Did you see you guys running more four-man fronts this year? Just because the linebacker situation is a little unclear right now in the roster.
Well, yeah. I mean, in terms of where we're at right now, we can't really answer that. I mean, we have to go through the free agency period. We have to go through the draft. And we'll let our personnel dictate, the amount of 3-4 or 4-3 that we play, because it'll always be personnel based.
Dennis, at the combine, Rex made a comment about Cobles. He said that he could be used in more of an edge role this year, more edge rushing. Can you explain that? Elaborate on that.
Well, I mean, in terms of can he be used more as a defensive end, so to speak? Sure. But like I said, right now, we're in the process of evaluating everything, and we won't really be able to finalize anything until we have all our personnel on board.
Dennis, it's Ben Spiegel with the Times. Congratulations. When you mentioned first house, how you've been spending time watching cutoffs and evaluating whether it's the players or the schemes, what did you learn? I mean, what did you learn from that time that you spent evaluating video?
Well, that we need to improve. When we were, we had some young guys that were playing. We had some experienced guys that were playing. We had guys who were only in their first year in our system. And, when we played together, when we communicated, when we knew exactly what we were doing, we played well. We had some breakdowns all across the board, whether it was the front, linebacker, secondary. And then when we broke down, we gave up big plays. So we're looking to improve those things. If we can improve those things, I think we'll be a better defense in 2015.
Hey, Steve, have you spoken to Darrell Revis recently?
No, I have not.
Have you had any communication with him at all since he had the surgery or since the season ended?
No, only when he was in the building rehabbing, and we always talked about what his rehabilitation.
Well, what do you make of the discussion surrounding his future with the team?
I don't really have a comment. I mean, I think that, our GM, our head coach, and the people above me are going to make that decision.
After so many years as a position coach, you get a shot at being a coordinator, and now there's a chance that the best player in your unit could be traded. On some level, there must be some thought or some concern about that, isn't there?
We coach the guys that we have. you know, I was always taught not to get overly emotional about, you know, losing a guy. I mean, in terms of Darrell getting hurt last year, we had to move on and we had to continue to play. They're not going to cancel games. You know, so our mindset is we coach who's here.
You may lose all three safeties. You may lose, you know, your best player. When you're preparing for the offseason at this point in early March, not knowing how that you may have a completely different secondary. How challenging is that for you? You know, coming on in this new role.
Even when you have your veteran secondary, the most important thing is to improve. And so we're expecting every guy on our defense to improve. And so it's the challenge is always how can you get better. So that from year to year, that really does not change. So we coach who's here. We try to get all of them better, and then we put our best players out on the field and let them go play.
You've coached with him for a long time. I mean, would you say your philosophy and Rex's philosophy are the same, similar? I mean, I'm just saying, how would you describe, you know, the way, you know, you guys look at defense and look at the, you know, defensive philosophy?
We're very similar. From the time that Rex became the coordinator in Baltimore, I mean, it hasn't changed. The system hasn't changed. The scheme hasn't changed. It's one that you can take wherever you go, and it's tried and true. It works. All we're looking to do is make sure that we stay on top of what we're doing and how we want to go about it, and the approach that we want to take with it. So our expectation is that we play well every year.
Since you guys got here in 2009, there wasn't a lot of transition on the coaching staff, but this year's a little bit different. What do you think that transition will be like with you working with new coaches on the defensive side?
The most important thing is to bring the guys up to speed on our system and how we do it. Make sure that we take advantage of everybody's expertise. I mean, Brian Van Gorder is a former coordinator in this league. He's done a great job wherever he's been. He's very precise in his teaching. So I mean, Paul Dunbar has been an excellent defensive line coach in the National Football League, stopping the run and getting after the passer. Tim McDonald's a guy that I coached at Arizona who played for me, was very knowledgeable. Obviously a former Super Bowl winner with the San Francisco 49ers, so we're going to use his expertise. Brian Smith has been elevated to assistant DB coach, and he's a bright mind, great future ahead of him. So we're just looking to take advantage of everybody's abilities and always stay on the same page.
Dennis, how is Sione doing health-wise, and what are your expectations for him this year coming back off that, obviously was a kind of a painful injury for him last year?
I'm not sure exactly where he's at right now. I have not spoken with John Melody about that, so you'd have to ask